No.
Pashav Yetzei, Yaakov left his family to go to Padan Aram. Why to go find a shidduch? Because Yitzchak told him he has to go. Shell is al shidduchim, do you have to listen to your parents or not? If you have to tell you who to go out with, who to marry, do you have to listen or no, you're a man by yourself. Of course, father knows best, he should listen, he knows a lot. But halakhically, technically, do you have to listen to your parents or not? So let's first start with the other way, Esau. That the Zoharites last week's parsha, that no one's like in Kibbutz Avayim was like Esau. He was the epitome of Kibbutz Avayim. Shimon Gamliel writes in the Medrash that I only need to keep the level of Esau. I'm 1/100th of the level of Esau in Kibbutz Avayim. So that means Esau, he's the epitome. After that, Esau, we have to look up to him. So what's my ayin? Did he keep the laws of Kibbutz Avayim? Because the Maaseh says last week's parsha that he is mitzayv piv. Actually, in the second pshat says he fooled his father. His father, you have to give meiser on Melech on Tevin. Fooling your father, that's kibud aveim. The chesoni kibud aveim. He goes on saying in the parasha by the brachas that Yitzchak tells Esav to totally tzayid, go bring me something. And Rashi explains it's nachum gzelo. And the pesukim later on said Esav says lo tzayid lahavi, I'll go bring him gzelo. Father says one thing, and Esav said I'll do otherwise. That's kibud aveim. Or at the end it says that he didn't want to kill Yaakov. Why? Because Yaakov, you may able avi va'ego, it's Yaakov achi. I wait till my father dies and then kill him. So Rashi in the Sifra Chomer explains, I don't want mitzah my father, I kill Yaakov, mitzah him, kibud aveim. So what happens? This Ekspashi sends Eliphaz to go kill him. Let's kibud aveim. Next Ekspashi comes out with 400 men to kill him. Let's kibud aveim. Sifra Chomer is his kasha in the Yishlach. So Pashi is very shver.
That was
right,
then from all the good
Asa
did, now
from
the
bad. Yeah, but he's a penny. He's the one we don't reach his madrega. There's an animal time that Asa Betzman only did that out. He did do him in that den. He did it only to get the brachas. But the morale of others, clearly, morale says he did it out. He held Allah, he had to do it. Out didn't he held the Chiv Kosh Atoyv, not to Asa Al-Pak Maralith. That is, Asa did it in that den. He's the epitome of Kibbutz Avayim. He did it Allah correctly. All these cases, the whole Asa was very sure. I don't know if them. No, we're just seeing if he held the law off. I'm not even going after them. But see if he did it correctly or not. And back to Yaakov. Again, Yaakov going for Shidduch. You have to listen to your parents of Shidduchim. There's a Marik and Shuvah and Simon Kufsam of Vav. He says you do not have to listen to your parents. He brings three separate reasons. One reason is the Gemara and Kedushin and Dafan Beis had Machlokes when the dinner of Kibbutz Avayim is Mishal Av and Mishal Ben. Meaning, your father tells you to go buy bread from the store. Whose money do you have to spend? You have to spend your money? You have to spend your father's money. So the Gemara is machlokes, and Allah, all the pasukim paskim, you have to spend your father's money. You don't have to spend one penny on the mitzvah of kibud aveim. Nothing's from your own. It's the geir when your parents usually get older. So when they go to a home, whose money do you have to pay? So the pasukim say, but you take it out from his money, your social security, you don't take out from your own money. No, you have to take out from your own money. Shal av mishloim mishal ben. Therefore, it says that Marik, the fact, just like you don't spend your own money, who do you want to spend your own tsar, your own kishkes? If you marry somebody you don't want to marry, That's a chiluk. That's something that's of yours. You're mitzaring yourself. There's no chiyuv to spend something that's of yours on your father.
So this is the right that Esau, when
Yitzchak
said he doesn't want
a nice man. Yeah. Esau. And Rashi ends up, Moshe Vishal Rishos, and he kept his old wives. How did he keep his old wives?
Oh, that was from the past. And he's not giving the guy a shake of his wife.
Why
not? Because it's what I'm saying. But Moshe, he went and married somebody from Mishmo.
Right. So he made his father happy.
To make his father happy.
But Achman didn't do what's all about. Rashi, what he did was even wrong. Most of Rishon Rishon, so last Rashi in the Pasha. How can you do that? So according to Marek, you don't have to listen to his parents. Marek, he wasn't able to keep it out of him.
Fine, though.
Marek,
say that.
But
he's
the kind of it for marrying the new ones, the old ones he did, right. He wasn't able to keep it out of him. Right.
How's this? It shouldn't be like if he's being massive by stopping from work.
So
the dimension. That way, he has to make himself.
Because then it's taking you. That's not.
Is
he
losing his parents, or how does it be by losing his parents?
So to lose, you don't lose money for it, but to not get profits, next to the mishalav. In fact, the fact that the person explained that since he was shubit to your father, you have no right to give away your time to the store, whatever it is. So that's a good question. Anytime you do something, take out the garbage, I eat some salmon, I don't want to do it. So, two ways. Either one way, the Abi Yosef, yes, is cash. The Abi Yosef wants to say there's a chiluk between if your father's a shayfas to it, but not a shayfas. One say if he has a right to give him cover, to give him year of etzem, give it straight to him, there's a right to demand. It's not no concern of Mishalam or Mishal Ben. But another way, Kimchal between the tzar, emotional tzar, physical tzar. But, I mean, yes, is cash, but that's the first reason. But,
something
that
marrying somebody you don't marry is emotional tsar or physical tsar?
Well, it's emotional tsar.
And so
yeah, the goblin would be physical tsar.
That's
not emotional, right. Yeah.
Why?
Maybe you don't have to do it. According to this very express reason, maybe you don't have to. Maybe you have three reasons, and you have to be holding all three reasons.
Let's be honest, keep it then. Everything is going to be
Exerting
some energy.
Well, exerting some energy. Depends what the case is. Well, the certain food, not exerting energy, just you're not interested. Doesn't mean it's pain. I give you a marshal. One of the Rebbeim in Yeshiva, he told me that his father told him he has to go on a diet. He's a big Rebbeim in Yeshiva. He told his father, Mishal Adam, Mishal Ben. That's not my kishkas. I know, Mishal. Of course, it's my kishkas. What do you want to me? So I told him, I'm a treadmill. I was like, I don't want to go running a treadmill. Fine. Mishal Adam, that's one reason. A second reason is, the first example of Yehuda of Lalacha, the Dak Mishnah does bring it down. But the second reason is that the more involved in Hema Beis, the more it says, "Ima involved to Rova, Shabbos Yisrael to Shmoyim, we learn from there." Kum Chayim Chaydi. Rava tells to be over any Issa Deraisa. You don't listen because everyone's Chayim to listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not only for the Raisas, the Amor brings down, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Sifta as well, the Tzimrei Shmem, even for the Rabbanon, whatever you parents say, you have to listen, except it goes against the Torah, and against the Rabbanon. So the fact when you marry a person, we're very machmir, they should see the person. Also, you should ask her to render. You shouldn't marry until you see her. Why? Because you should like her. We're very machmir that you should like her, have a relationship between one another. If you marry somebody you don't want to marry, maybe they assume. And maybe they assume there's no chi to listen to your parents. It's mamash kabul to tzava al de'isr. Like your parents, you mitzavi to be assume if you told you who to marry. That's the second reason. A third reason, which is very negara, is that the whole din of covet, the Gemara Kedushin says, is dafka by six cases. Dafka, the Gemara's lash is machilu, mashkeu, malbush, mechasa, matas, and moitzi. Give him what to drink, what to eat, bring him in, bring him out, cover him, clothe him. Dafka, those things are the chiv kibud aveim. Things that are not one of these six things, this six things, again, are things are to give him what to do. Not dafka if he tells, even if he doesn't tell you, even if you know he wants, you have a chiv to do it, this is a kibud aveim to do it. These things are things that he gets pleasure out of it. Because I know it's good for you, it's shaykh for you, it's something that he...
Where you're
encamped. What?
No, when he doesn't tell you.
When he doesn't tell you? So, the Reuven over here in Nivamas, and Simon Dalet said there's no chiv. He says that. However, Moshe over here in Dibbis, Moshe in Nivamas says there is a chiv. The Abi Yosef says, Tzav Chochma says, and the Maril on the Pasuk says, even if he doesn't tell you, he said before, there's a chiv. Not like a Reuven. Reuven is a chiddush, I'm not sure why. But the Mach also says, it will say when you tell him straight out there's a chiv. Even they don't tell you there's a chiv. So there's a mitzvah kibud aveim dafka by these six cases. So these things are things that he gets covered. You give him something to drink, to eat. He gets covered out of it. Someone serves you, mishams you, is covered. Things that are not shaykh to him, nothing to do with him. There's no chiv to listen to. Your father, the Muslim, he tells you to put on a coat. There's no covered for him. He doesn't get any covered out of it. There's no hero. There's nothing. Do you have to listen to him? Says the Mach, no. Not covered, not you. It's something to shaykh them. It's your coat. Tells you to go eat your food. You don't listen to them. It's not nichol in the of covered. Not nichol in the view. It's not shaykh them. It's not that he gets pleasure out of it. Then you don't have to listen to him.
If he sees his son is not feeling well, and he tells him to put on the clothes,
what's in the case of number time? Someone tells you, Marshall, he comes and you have a car. He says, I want your car. Well, I'll give it to him, right? Not with time, I'll give it to him. But it's how we'll get to the next time.
Well, what
is
in the year that you can stretch it as well?
That's a very good question. So again, I'll keep it up, you have to listen. This again, the Marik has three reasons, and this Marik is what I'm Allah and the Amor, the end of Simon Reishmem says, Chin im av noicho, the bed in Israel, is it Isha, Shiachbet Spor, a bed, in itself a Shmoel av. With Makari writes Marik, quotes Marik Allah, that you do not have to listen to your father. What he says by Shaduchim Elise, and what's the reason? So again, America has two reasons. What about by a daughter? You have to listen or not? Because the daughter applies all three reasons also. Even though I saw Yaakov Netzki, and Mr. Yaakov says a daughter has to listen, also Torah B'Shema. However, again, the Aflod and the Yehuda, they write clearly, it's Eliezer, Yaakov Yosef, also clearly, even by daughter, the same two reasons apply. Therefore, a daughter also does not have to listen out Shaduchim. So why did Yitzchak listen to, why did Yitzchak tell Yaakov what to do with him? Yaakov had to listen to him. What's Pshat? Yaakov, do you have to go listen to that? He doesn't have to. So Mashchach on the Parashah in Chayesara, at the beginning, he says that the best time, Enechlam, you don't have to listen. And Avraham was not mitzav Yitzchak for that reason, because you don't have to listen. Why was Yitzchak tell Yaakov what to do? because he gave in the brachos with the tzivoy. And in order to get the brachos, the Gemara Yavama says in the Kofar Beis, has to be somebody who has a yichus from being a yid. Can't be from Bnei Avodah Zarah. And someone who, if you marry someone who is Bnei Avodah Zarah, then the yichus goes after the mother, not after the father. Or marry a shifcha goes after the mother, not after the father. So the only way he can get the brachos that Yaakov, the Yitzchak just gave Yaakov, is only because married to Bnei Mishpacha. And that's why Yitzchak told him to go marry these people. That's these people now. When he says Lisa, the daughters, they weren't. They're not the son. Not being with Yaakov.
Right? This
not son of son of Yichus.
Right,
because but it's a little in whatever class it was over there. What says we is lechala lekimo zavavarcha. This nichol lecha. That's what Chachma says. If I'm a Yerushalayim, I'm not sure.
Don't was a chayv to the ben. Because
I'm a chayiv, that's my chayiv. I'm a chayiv, because my chayiv is not a guy. You have to understand what the Rashi means then, the Mayach. No.
Mayach.
The Rashi, the Rambam says, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is a chayiv kibbe avayim to your parents. That is what they get to. Is the reason also in real chayiv, or not to go as a chayiv? So what, a guy, even a guy, is a chayiv, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, and the Rambam Paskin is a chayiv. He didn't do it yet because Hashem told him to leave. Whatever reason, Hashem told him to leave. He has a chiyuv. He has to listen to Hashem also.
The
Midrash and the Parashah said that's what he made. That's what he says he left after he died, even though he really didn't die yet.
It says he wasn't
mechayiv kibbutz. That wasn't mechayiv. We don't want people to think he didn't do kibbutz avayim. He didn't do it. Unless he didn't, because unless Hashem told him to leave. So fine. So. That's the reason why, Etzemis, he says like a t'nai, Etzem Yitzchak couldn't tell Yaakov, but since Yitzchak gave him a bracha, it was like a t'nai, he had to marry some from the mishpacha. So again, so the third, so
Yaakov
wasn't using time, even though it was Nachit listen, so the Ben Moshe writes the Chel Beis, and Samach is a Kiyum mitzvah, Yom HaKayim mitzvah, and the Magia, and the Ritter Kikdan also, once he does that, Yom HaKayim mitzvah, the Chol Bachas. There's no Chiyuv. So again, the Smarek has three things, so the moving is down, So the Goyin on the Sukkot Lamavah says all three are the reasons for the Ramah why not to listen to your wife, to your parents. The Dakamoshi only says the last two, he says Namishalav and Lamishal Ben. Fine. So where is the Makar of this? So the Goyin says, Makar for one reason, Mishalav and Makar of, that you have to, that you have to listen to your parents, something that's not Shaykh with your body. He says, Makar is the Gemara Yavah, because Tosis and Avon Vanav, Tosis and Maskal Shechein, says that even though your father tells you to be mechama umi mitama or to not be turned back in the Veda in order to go bring me food, it says at that time you're not mechayin the mitzvah, it's an action mitzvah. It's an action mitzvah. Why? Because when on you can get food. Tosis is saying clearly that even though at the time that you're being mitama, your parents tell you to do it, it's not mechayin mitzvah. It's only half the mitzvah to go bring him food. So because that something that's not shaktim, it's not nichol the mitzvah. Tosis, he says. He says, who didn't have a band to give here also? And the Chulis Mamash, Richard says it likewise also. Richard's question is, your parents tell you to do something that's a very shush. And then came another Shemalai, he was a very shush, his wife listened to him. Chulis came last Shabbat, he looked for his mitzvah. She ain't a Isa Kovit, I look at Isa Devil on Osai. Chulis only something gets pleasure out of it. Could I mean him, like it says in the Moran Kedushin, Machilu, Mashkeu, Mabishu, Maniloi, things he gets pleasure out of it, things he gets no pleasure out of it, but the mitzvah is no mitzvah. It's a ritual, I'm buying Tosfos. Because the case Tosfos explains that he's bringing him food. He told him not to go to Tama to go get me food. So he has to go bring the food, but at the time he's not making the mitzvah. She just said Ashba. If you look at my here over here, how do you understand the Ashba? There are five different shotomatics, but he quotes five different ways out of the Ashba. But the Ramaisa Moshe in Shurim over here, in Vamos on Gedushin, or Yadal, explains the Ashba just like the Rabban and ritual, the same way, there's no mitzvah at all. What she does, Rashi, the ritual seems to learn Rashi learns it is a mitzvah, even though Shaykh Bogavoy in the Archoner argues, so it's not called Rashi holds, or even like Megillah, that the mitzvah humor is called upon this. She does the Meiri and the Shita Ross, the Gosh of Sag, says he holds also not like the Rashi, but not like the Marek, rather he can also be Daifikit. That's what we're going to show him. It's really three different sugyas, Gemara Kedushin Lam Beis, Gemara over here in Yavomis, and Navov, and the Gemara in Bamatia Lam Alp Lam Beis. We're going to show him if there's a Chiv covered on something that the father had no shaykh to it, that there's no hanach from it. How do you paskin? How do the place can paskin?
Or whether if you don't do it, your father
didn't do it. I'm not sure. I don't understand. So if you clean up his house, it could be a mishamashim, it could be this covered out of it. It's covered, it's covered. If we could get that rock out of it, we're doing something to him. He tells you to clean someone else's house before it's laughing. If only cleans your own house, it could be Mishamashim. It could be Nichol Negel Manos, he gets pleasure out of it. Chut not Mishamashim, chut, right? Mishamashim means to give him food and give him Manos. It's time to clean his house, it's a side thing. Chut, you want to listen, let's keep it all day.
So the problem
is that
the
Bible says no, we're not finished. You have to cash about you before. We'll get this cash. No, not push it. Fine. So then I said, Makoki showing them how the Paiskin Paskin, let's call it the Paiskin. So besides, again, the Machlin, so how the Paiskin Paskin of the Indian Kavis, so there's a Machlin condition on the Alpha Base. The Machlin says that true, you're not over covered. However, what's your? You're the Gemara's four cases. The Gemara says not to send you father's place, not to stand in this place. Not to be so, he says, so the third thing is not to be so, he says, where if father tells you to do something, he says, the matter is being so, he says, well, he tells you put on the coat, you don't put on him, so he says, well, it's a nipple, it's a viewer. He quotes the matter and says, no, he quotes the matter, and the matter says, it's a viewer. Everything your father says, you have to listen to, it's zero. He brings three writers. One writer is, he says, for the parasha, why did Yaakov have to listen to Yitzchak? Why do you have to go to a part of the world to go listen to him? He says, only else in the oath, keep it up, eh? Which again, the Mesh Chachma is Deichik, says, no, right, he didn't only have to prophesy, but that's a Machnas Raya. Another Raya, he says, the Gemara here. The Gemara says, Ish Imiv Avituro, Veshab Tzaita Dishmayu, the Pasuk Kogma Ira. And the Gemara says, what's the case? My love, the Omalei is Shachli Boshali. You told him to do Shchita and Bishal. Why do you want to say the Omalei that he told him? You told his son to do Shchit and go do Bishul. To say, and your father wants food, you have to go bring him food. Why did the Gemara say Omalei that you told him to go bring the food? Says the Matna, why? Because the Pasuk talks about Yira. We want a case that's Yira that's being slaved to Shabbos. How is Yira being slaved to Shabbos? Something your father tells you. The Omalei, your father told you to do Shchit and you don't do it. Then you're being slaved to Roy. You're going against what he says. That's what the Gemara says the Omalei for. Means the Gemara. Third right, he says, is also the same Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ish Imer Rav Tirov, that when the girls have to listen also to their parents, Al Tirov, because the Pasuk says, Tirov, B'losh Yerabim. The Gemara says, Shaila Ish, B'lo Yisha, only a man and not a lady. So the Gemara answers, when he gets married, Ain't Tivuk B'yada, Yisha, when he gets married, doesn't have Koyach to listen to her parents, because she's Meshuvah to her husband. So the matter, let's think about it. You Meshuvah to your husband for what? Take care of the children, take care of the house. And the Pasuk is talking about Yira. If Yira just means not to this place, not to do things, when is taking care of the house ever going to be a steward to you? It's never. The shibum to your husband is never going to be a steward to you or to the parents. Unless you want to say that if your parents tell you, don't take care of the children, and you don't do it, you're being so sister to Lori. So that's just two days at Echlami. Every time your father tells you to do something, you have to listen to him to you. Like you said.
Why doesn't it listen to her husband?
A wife?
It's only aunt.
So what? Your husband says a job off the dang, you have to listen.
I don't know.
The Raman does say the Chiv Kippur. The Chiv Kippur Raman says lost the Chiv drop on them. The Get of Kippur is what gives them enough on whatever gets handled out of it. There is no in the year to your husband, your wife to your husband. Neither the person, the Machlin writes God and conditions, no in the year. And the Lamashal, I mean, your wife calls her husband the first name, a year. Okay. They see no in the year. So this Amakna, he says, if a Nichol Nira, this Amakna, not only does he say it, morale also in the Pasuk says, you have a Chid, listen to your parents, you have to listen to everything he says. Chutz Chaim in Asay Yud Alev says, when every time you speak Lashon Hara, you're over Hashem l'kach t'ira'u, you're over Yira to Hashem. And he brings three rayas, one because of Chidot, one of Smak. He brings a third raya, he says, from Kibbutz Aim, Nichol in Yira, lo yisayis t'vorei. He says, Nira means not to be soicer, and therefore, when Hashem tells you something, and you don't listen, you're being soicer his words. So you see the Chalz Chaim, clearly holds like a Machna, when your parents tell you something, you don't listen, you're over you, just like by Hashem. Chalz Chaim also in Kal Aleph Siman Hey, says, your parents tell you to speak Lashon Hara, and even though it's soicer tomorrow, I still don't listen, why? Because Kulum Chaim Bechvaydi. But again, he says, you should have to listen, I'll soicer tomorrow, it's different in the year. So, and also that's all the Asher Paskins, Chum Avak Chayro, Say for Lord Ahayu Mekvaydim and the Oros and Kedushin. We have again this Machna, which Chavetz Chaim, the Yashiv, the Maral, or Paskin, there's an Indian person you follow for no reason, just for your cult, Atzira. However, we are Cholkim. The Moshe writes.
What about Rishonim?
Rishonim, again, so Rashi sounds like what?
The Rishonim.
the Rishon Rashi also has covered. I guess it's really cash. On the Matno, the Magid Rashi over here asks, and above, in the Azad of Erav, of Gurus, Mr. Kaplan Shver, I think, he asks, cash, Lahua, if you Nichon Yiro, on the Matno, so how can the Rishon Rashi say, if only half the mitzvah would go be Mitama, does that say of Yiro? Does that say of Mamash Yiro? So they answer that even though this is an assay, this assay is not the key assay, it's Issa assay. The Issa is most of the Devorah. You have to be Shevar Taisa. You have to. It's Issa assay. You can go against his words. How do you do it? You might have to do an action not to be over his words, but it's only Issa assay, it's not a key assay. And he says, who says an Issa assay? It's Echa Alois assay. That's the Magi wants to answer in Isaac Rayav. That's why there's no Rayav assay. It's Echa Alois assay, even though there's a Chiv of Europe. Because it's only Issa assay, not key assay. So this terrorist before is really told you, how do you know I say it's Doicha Lysa saying? The Maskolik Mara says it's Doicha Al-Tzitzis. The Rabban says, the Kedegah brings down, the Rabban and the Apostle is often doing Shabbat HaKadoshoi, the reason why I say it's Doicha Lysa saying, because I have this Doicha Yira. Because Hashem, why does Kumasei Doicha Sheva Ta'asa? That's very good to Mechal between Kumasei or Sheva, Kumasei or Israel saying. However, if you look like Rashi Mishpatim, or Tzakri, in the Eid, it says, the reason why I say it's Doicha Lysa saying, because it's a special pasuk. The pasuk says, "B'chol Hashem Mati Lechem D'Shameu." Every assay has a love. The special mekor. Every assay in the Torah has a love. Therefore, assay in the love versus lois assay. That's the reason why Rashi says. So if so, it should make a difference. What assay is it's assay or kiyam assay? Should make a difference. What could be its machloekis?
This is Rashi.
Rashi is in Perek of Gilam Pasuk Yukimol and Sichom Ois Ches and Nach Chaskuni. And the Sifri is in the A Perek of Gilam Pasuk Aleph. Rashi is referring to Sifri, which is in the A, which. Because he was every assay has a loisei with it, so I say loisei versus loisei. That's why you went out. So again, so we have these places we want to say clearly they have again a chometz chaim with the matna. They have a chibul sin parents al tziro. However, the other way, the Moshe says there was Moshe an ara yedalid in kedushin. He says clearly the matna is wrong. It's not true. What he said about the parasha, he doesn't answer who lives like a mash chachma. What he said, things are right, Ish Imir of Tiro, when there is a steward between Shibut of the husband and the year to the parents, who is never is a steward, year just means not to do, so I said the Moshe, Echmami, there never will be a steward. So since the Apostle came, we're talking about year, talking about Kavan. That's what he said, Echmami, that year is Kavan. I, the Kash, my son, why isn't the Saisis Tavari? If father tells you something, you'll do it, why isn't the Saisis, your Kash? So he answers, Saisis means your father tells you it's spreading outside, you tell him, no, it's not me. You're contradicting what he says. But your father says it's probably going to go, I'm asking, he said, I'm not going to. I thought he said, sir. I agree 100% what he said, he's not wrong, I'm just not listening. Not listening, and not nichol negedah of stira. That's not being Saisa's dvarak. That's agreeing what he says, just not listening to what he says. I don't have to listen to everything he says. Even in the right that we see a lot of times, we see the Rabbanim, when they're arguing the father's halacha, when you go and they eat by the parents' house. I.e. the father says this kosher, he holds a straight. He brings love to the Morris that way. And my favorite Mahmer. Why? Because, true, I agree that's you hold, but I just mean that I hold not the way I'm not being serious to you.
Paul says, listen to me.
I said, I hear that. You say that. He's misubic. You say no. He said, maybe that's Nichol Mira. He said, maybe. Efshev, you say no, that can be Mira. But you just say nothing. Listen, okay. And you just don't. That's not Nichol Mira. Not being contradicting him. That's the one's answer.
No, listen to me, not as in listen to me, but listen to what I'm telling you right now.
I hear what you're saying.
So you're not, because if you were...
I heard every single word you said. I'm not listening to it. I mean, I am listening to it, but it's not doing it.
But if you would walk out, that would be considered, and let's say he's talking to you and you walk out, no.
Stamloch, sort of covered, I'm bizarre. Maybe it might be bizarre. When he says something, the Kumash is not being so. There's another way to learn the Chaznish in the Kuflim test. He wants to say that Chasaran of Stira, because your father has no right to be matmid. He has no right to ask you the marshal, something that's not shy to him. Something has nothing to do with him. You can't ask you for your car. It's not his domain. It's not, nothing to do with him. So he did. It's not being so. He had no right to do what he did. It's not being so. He says, well, it's not shy to him. That's what he wants to know. But let's stick to Moshe. Moshe says, it's not stereo because it's not being so. He says, well, I agree with what he said. This is Moshe that says, again, the Indian of a stereo of Europe between Shibud. Echam is my colleague. It's not when he says it, the Torah Tumim and the Pasuk says it, the Mashah, the Gemara Kedushin, the Dachlam and Dal says also, not Shaykh for you. And Echam is to my colleague. The Tzurachi, the Reim says it. And he's got, Gedalia Price can say the same thing. The Stipler, he says the story that the Goyim was building medicine. And his mother told him, you should learn medicine, because if you do no medicine, then it'll come a time that you'll be Koch Nefesh. You'll be Oisik and Koch Nefesh, and not learn Torah. And the Goyim listened to his mother. It says this title in Orchaz Abeinu Chelek Gimel, that the only reason they listened to his mother is not because it's COVID. He didn't have to listen to his mother. The disciple holds again, he also listened to his mother. The only reason he had was because he held she was right. Without COVID, there wouldn't even come. So again, the disciple held that way, and she was not holds that way. And the Yachi Yosef is right, that's Rebbe Poiskim. Rebbe Poiskim hold the Chulitz, including the Shem by us. The Rebbe Poiskim hold is not Nifl and COVID, not Nifl and Yira, like the Rebbe of the Furish. And there's no need to listen to your parents, I'll keep it over aim when they tell you to do something that's not shy after them. So this Machloek is now very far. You have one side, your parents tell you to do something you have to listen to, and one side, your parents tell you to do something you don't have to listen to. Sounds very rachuk. But to maybe to make it not so rachuk, first let's take the machmirim. The machmirim, again, is the Yashiv, Chotz Chaim, the machna that says everything's nichol nira, and soy says devari. So, what is the ghetto of soy says devari? The Maestro of the Torah argues on the Rosh. How can the Torah argue on the Rosh? It means soy says devari. He says, what my father says, I'm passing against him. So the Taz is this question, in the similar Shemem Sukkot Gimel, Taz says that only in the Mesosh Devar is Daf Bafanov. Shloi Bafanov is Mutter. Even though over there Shach and the Trisha argue, however the Taz...
So the Torah never read the Rosh?
The Torah never read the Rosh.
The
Rosh never read the Torah, you mean? I don't know where it's written, where it's printed. That the Rosh is the father of the Torah.
Who
has the Rosh? So I don't know. I was printed, don't know. But Meister Shlod Bafanov, he says it's Mutter.
And even if you find out of it?
Shlod Bafanov is Mutter. Yeah.
It's
on Yir. So, again, Yir is only Shlod Bafanov. Get up, Shlod Bafanov, it's after Bafanov. That's what Tass said. The get up is after Bafanov. In front of him.
By turning around
and
not facing him?
He hears it.
So he hears it?
That's later. I don't know. I don't think that's Bafanov.
If you do it in front of him, away from him.
Small. Here, yeah. Right now, he says something in Mingsaisim that's a bizarre, it could be. Shlod Bafanov, people disagree all the time, could be it's now in the year, I mean, not Mingsaisim. He says, as I say that. That's a chson and a cover of Europe. So.
How do people see the Mingsaisim Bafanov?
So, what's wrong? Everyone has opinions. Everyone knows everyone has opinions. So, therefore, the Saisim, again, the Taz is after Bafanov. Shach and Rishon argue, but most of the Taz and the Chai Adam Chal Chamul Zayin, the Rishchani and Shana Beis, the Chaz Nishkov and Tess, the Goyim and Sigon Gimel, the Tefer Shisrael says that Archa Shochon, the Shivas Nofesh, and that's better than Lashon of the Mechabe, sounds to say that way the Mechabe says, Loi Yosei Shavoy, Loi Mechuyat Vav Bafonov, and Miri writes a black and white, Miri in Kedushin Lama Alpha and Beis says, the whole name of Yosei Shavoy is Dafka Bafonov. Magia and Bab says, doesn't know where we got it from, but Maisa, it's again, all the place can say it. Not every place can say Dafka Bafonov. So all in your listening to your father, that again, the Chavetz Chaim says, you have to listen to your father, that's Europe, that's Dafka Bafonov. Your father tells you a chronicle. And it's fine, you put it on, he walks away, take it off. Right? That's Dafka Bafonov. Let's do the other way. Makilu holds, and your father tells you a chronicle, you have to listen. How far is that? Let's say your father gets bizarre from that. Let's say your father gets embarrassment from you don't listen to him. We'll get to silence next. First Bezoyin. So if it's a Bezoyin, the Meshiva is not, the Nativ writes, in Meshiv Dov and Simonon, that Avada is, Shuv is not Nichon Kovan, not Nichon Yura, there's an Issa, or a Makhl of the Imoy. Or a Makhl, does that mean cursing? Or a Makhl, the Shavar explains, means an Avaza, not Avaza your father. And then there's no Heter of Nashak, but what, Kim Avaza your father. That's the Meshiv Dov said. Ah, Chokim on it, the other says not true. Fine. What about, like you're saying, Tsar? So the Rubis Boisim says, I think you were talking beforehand, that even though it's not shaykh, but things are not shaykh to him, there's no chiyuv covered, but tzar is shaykh to him. Something he'll bought him, that you don't put on a coat, that is hanos, it's not to him, he enjoys it. In fact, you don't put on a coat, it's mitzayim, that's shaykh to him. So says the Rubis Boisim, in our chayim, some of your tests, you have to listen to him. Moshe says, an interesting tshuva, if you want to smoke marijuana, here's a tshuva about marijuana, the chalkim, yardes, and lamin hei. So he has five reasons why he can't touch him to you, Ben Sarah Maya, fine. One reason he says...
And the reason why he could.
But if you go through the reasons, they're very easy to back off, yes. No, I go through each one, yes. That's very easy to back off. If you don't do it, McPheus. Probably that's McPheus. If you, it's against the smoking, marijuana, so he says, void, your parents, when they know you're smoking, it's mitzah them, and you overkeep it over aim. Again, Moshe is the one who holds against the Matthew is not in the year. He says, Mitzari, he says, clearly, he's never killed over aim. Like Rubis Boisim. Yeah, Yosef also passes that you have no people to your father, when he tells nothing to do with him, yet Yaakov Yosef passes against the point that it was Mitzari them. You have to listen to him. So, Chassidim also says, the Vida Chosin, Shimon Shinmem, your father, you want to go to Tainus, and the father's your father is Mitzari him, because he doesn't want you to go to Tainus, because you need to fast. So he said, "Lechna mi yeklusni father because mitzarei." This is saying Chassidus brought down with our chashulchan also in some mishnah misiv kol mem aleph. The only thing that mitzarei father you have to listen to.
Where do you draw the line? Mitzarei. In other words, well, how do you know that it's going to be mitzarei? In other words, he calls you to find your code. So you know.
Most people know their father.
What?
Most people know their father.
Yeah, but certain things you're
misubik. So first, somebody to answer. But the hefty would be when that father won't find out about the maaser again. So funny called in front of him, you have either you have a chilat zir, show the funny take it off, or the makim will hold you. Have, no, okay, the maaser is mitzvah. Don't put on. You put it on. He walks away, take it off. He won't be mitzvah. So both sides come out lalocha, but it's in the same. There are a little bit of if you find out about it, and that's why the fun of the nachminim you find out about it. If you're going to find out about it, then it will cause mitzvah. Maybe you won't be able to. Not the reason not zero, you'll be able to because there's always that which love the funnel. So come out again, the funnel, say that my kin will be.
He asks you, it's going yes or
no. No, shall I buy for a lie? Or for it's tired, or anything that hurts a person, a lie.
You lie a lie?
Why not?
Isn't that
not to be tired. If he asked you, did you do this? The most of us, that's beside.
I know.
What?
I'm from
Beck. Yeah, of course. It's nice. So Allah, so if you listen to your father in front of him, it could be a stuff device, you have to be mapped in front of him, or certainly even if it's time, you have to listen to him. But Shalai the father, who both told him you have to listen to him, of course, that's Shat and then Vachy Toy, and then Mishmem, Bays, or it's called Kasha, then that it will be asked about smoking, your father tells him not to smoke, you have to listen to him, do it on you. So he says, Shalai the father, if you need it, go ahead, you can smoke, what's Shat? Even though he bets him holes, like, you have to listen to him, Shalai the father, you laugh, and I'll tell him, we'll cause him any time. He says, make sure he doesn't find out about it. Fine, make sure you don't find out about it. Father tells you not to go to the territory, not to go to the coastal. Coastal, you're allowed. Maybe you should not be mitzvah. No, you don't tell us here.
If
the
father tells you not to go to the territory, the word is that he's afraid to you, Bishas Meisah. But after the Meisah, that he comes back, you're not
sure. If you tell him. You deal with the penalty part, the economic sense. Depends who they are. Some people.
No, the future, so you can go there.
But no, it's not to tell. Another nachmin in this maybe is the person wants to say, is he mocked?
That's the common is being sure
your father doesn't find out. No. Yira means that, again, so says the Roy. So the Roy, they get it back to the funnel. Front of the funnel, everyone has their own opinions. No, it's of Yira. But then you'll call it. It's only a Shomer Shaykh with your boy. But Tzara is Shaykh to him. As long as that Matzah, I mean, now it's of COVID. But if there's anything about giving him food, even if you have to give him food, even though there's nothing to do with Tzara. Even though, I mean, you have to give him food, you have to address him, you have to take care of him.
So, if
he knows about any will be mitzayim, I mean sometimes it won't be. Sometimes they're proud of it, whatever. It depends who your father is.
So, if you smoke, your father
tells you have to smoke. And your father, Miyashi writes in the same way, and Bayez again, Levach Yotoro, Eschol Ches, you don't have to listen. If it's what the fun of.
And take care.
And you won't find out about it.
Oh,
you write in parentheses if we're a little back sort of Shabbat morning in Master Seichem. You write said in Master Seichem. That means the Quran, one cigarette won't be a problem. The problem is a lot.
That's not.
It
has nothing to do with smoking. That's it's not. You don't take care of
it. So, can you... Can you eat potato chips? No calories? No, they have oil.
No,
so I tell you, Moshe can't do this. Moshe says, whatever the oil does, even though it's not healthy, you'll let it do. Why can't you do it? I'm Dosh Hashem, Sayyim Hashem. That's what he had to be smoking. It might now change. But everything he says, how can you eat? Not calories. Cholesterol. That's what it adds up. He said, I can have a salt, it adds up. I can process to eat. He said, the gedu is kiyun dosh by amdosh. Whatever ilm does is knowing of sakoni and right to do. He writes that Shana Rambam and Peg Dalton. There is how he has all these things of Gedorim, what you should do, what you don't have to do.
And you're overweight, same.
Whatever the gedu of your personal, where you're holding it at, that's whatever ilm does in your situation, you have a right to follow. There's no issue of Shemat Moetzav Shechem. That's what he gets. That's his hetter for smoking, which is not going to change because the woman looks smoking bad. That's what he wants to say. Moshe's hetter for smoking doesn't apply. Fine, but he said he has dinner, not a lot of smoking. He said anything. I can have cholesterol. I can eat anything. Whatever the getter for your person is. An afkamina in this is, let's say, you bet your mother tells you to do something, your father tells you to do something, Allah says they're both equal, shava. However, your mother is to do something which is covered, and your father is to do something which is not covered, the place can say, since your mother has no scoop out of it, your mother has to go first. in the Yeskel Chaim Chaydi.
So,
but this is not called. It's not the called. It's Lechon Yira. There's no Yira to your father. Chaydi. There's no Yira to your mother. Another Nachmino is let's say your father tells you to come to Chasma, and you want to learn. You have a nice day to. So let's say if it gets covered out of it, why do you have to go? Let's say not going to get covered, it's going to be Bittul Torah. So then, since the whole chiyuv to listen to him is only on zero, unless it won't be mitzvah, it's only on zero, so the person can write, the Machnas says in Kedushin, or the Rashi writes specifically in this case about a Chasna, says you don't have to listen to your father. Why? Because the whole thing of listening to your father is on zero. If your Torah says to do something, and your father does do something, the reason why you're not listening to your father is not because you're being chutzpah against him, because you have more yiruv Hashem. You have more. So anything your father tells you to do is against Torah. Your father tells you to go do something. You have to listen to him in front of him. If you want to go learn, that's the way I should go learn. He tells you specifically in this case of a chasna. Don't you have to listen to your father? Even though it's different, you are. Why? Because yes, Hashem, of learning Torah is more important.
Doesn't Torah tell you that you have to listen to your father?
No, but he has to listen. It's called out. You can't go against you. That there's years of repair because you have to have orphan.
That's
years of Hashem.
That's included in
the covenant. No, because years of Hashem. You're not going against you. I agree, my father is very, I'm of all of him. But Hashem, I'm even all of him, even more. He's even bigger.
Hashem said
he has to listen to your God. I'm COVID, I have a chiyuv, but I'm zero. The year is just not to be chutzpah. I'm not being chutzpah. I have another reason. I have a better reason not to listen to my father. That's to get a view. No. It's Hashem. He's a big guy. No, it's Hashem. I'm not being chutzpah to my parents.
What about college?
So that's called, there's no COVID, but that's fact. If you get COVID after Chasna, you have to go to Shul B'Yashu. You have a chiyuv Torah, like you say. The Torah says you have to give him COVID. So if you give him COVID. But Torah says, yeah, it's not Bichutzdik, I'm not Bichutzdik. That's the difference. That's also the Rishag in the same thing. There's no steer of Yesh Hashem versus Yesh of your parents. You want to answer that's Pshat the Gemara. The Gemara says...
That's what you call it, you learn?
No.
Well,
that
is
Tamachot, it's coming from father. Okay, but learning isn't. Tamachot might be. The Rishag wants to answer that, the Gemara in Hebrew. The Gemara says that Ish Amr of the Tirol, the Gemara starts off the Kovit, says, Ad Hechen, Al Isir Sahabed of Tetsim, Kovit of Ein, it means the Pasuk of Yiro, then again, and Zor Kulm Chai Bechoidi, it means the Pasuk of Yiro, and Enzor of Kovit. So the Mafia gets a little one way, the Enoch Mamma, the Gemara's case is Yiro. But the Rishag learns another way, he says, that since there never is a steer between Yiras Hashem and Yiras of your Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Yiras Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you're listening to Hashem, you're not going against Yiras of your parents. They have the Pasuk must be talking about Kovit. But Echanami, that's why it must be Kovit. That's why the Gemara says, quote Pasuk of Yiras, but Echanami means Kovit.
So the Bible
does have a Chiv,
Kibar
and Teravania? Sorry?
I could say
a mitzvah
now.
Yeah, if you have your parents, they'll do something after listening, yeah. Any mitzvah, right? Doesn't have to do any mitzvah, you have to know nothing to it.
If it's Nagei or Maisa, the parents tell you to do the same thing. Both, each one tells you
to do
something. Who
do you want to listen to? Tomorrow says a condition. I think it's either one,
you
pick either one you want. There's a most shalom.
No, the divorce,
you pick either one you want. If you're divorcing either one, if not, you couldn't find the point, everyone's trying to cover the ball, it was the
other. There's
not even covered
within your...
So they have
covered
versus
Yira? No, Yira versus
Yira. Yira versus Yira. According to what he's saying, the Pesach Tshuva, I think, says it was Yira versus Yira, the Shneim Shavim. Even though the Chavetz Chaim argues the same amount. The Pesach Tshuva says, that's what the case of the Gemara is, you bring me water, you bring me water. Actually, in other cases, it doesn't apply. That's what the Pesach Tshuva says. Well, again, Chavetz Chaim, the same amount, he has a liquid on mitzvahs. He argues. Just to go back to Esav, what's Pshat Esav? Esav, he fooled his father. He might be Oyev Sheker, he had time to pay Oyev Sheker, he was not. From Esav, there's no way to keep it all in. He didn't find out, won't be Mitzar about him, won't be Mitzar. No, we should let him follow. But anything, his father, also the Indian of, that he didn't want to kill his brother. His father was going to find out about it. Fine, they sent a leaf to kill him, where he went 400 men 34 years later to kill him. No, he didn't go tell his father, because everyone knows you can't tell your father about information, way too deep of a still. Therefore, that's what the Chalmah says, Shlob the father if you wanted to kill him. What's Pshat? Because Shlob the father, don't suddenly keep it over him, because hopefully he won't find out about it. Or also marriage, like you were saying before, the reason why Esav kept his old wife, out of marriage, you don't have to listen to your parents to keep it over him. So it could be Enoch Mamie, Esav held up La'alocha. Same thing? No, it holds up. Well, your father tells you not to take him Zayla. He goes taking Zayla. He won't find out about this. He wants to keep it obeying. The law of all is soon, but keep it under aim. That we, he's epitome of this little evil.
All these things, if you listen to him in a sense, even though you're not machuiv.
In the kind of it, again,
the
Moshe and Chalbesim and Samach says it, and the Magi at the end of 491, I think. But 391. There's a long thing, the same Shana Rashi. Where is it? So 291. There's 291, he wants to say Mekai Mitzvah. And he ends up after two pages, then he comes up Malach. That's what he wants to say also. But the Ben Moshe says he's Pasha instead of Lukuliyama, Yavadi Mekai Mitzvah. Just to scope again what we said, that the Inim Kivir Abba'im is the Machoik, is how far the Inim Kivir Abba'im is Dafka, is it things that Shach Begavoy, not Shach Begavoy? We shouldn't say clearly by us, Bechor Nazov, that things that Shach Begavoy is not Inim of COVID. However, the Machoik wants to say it's Inim of Yira, which the Chos Chaim will be Asher Paskin. Even the ones who argue, Moshe who argues, there won't be so much of Nachmino, because Moshe holds the essence of Solim is Tzar, and Tzar is Nechon COVID, and even the ones hold this Nechon Yira, you might say it can't be so as Dvari, and therefore, it's not Dvari, it's after the Fonim, from the Fonim is Mutter.
Can you get any idea of
what?
If
you get upset, it's Tzar? Yeah. Tzar means, I think, emotional. Anything, yeah, it's Tzar.
And let's say he's lacking him up. In other words, You're not giving
him
a no. He's not getting
that
getting
a no.
I'm saying he's not.
Well, you have to give him then. You know, call is to give him a no. A no is good. That's a mitzvah. You have to give it to him, call. You have to give him a no.
You have to give him a no. And so I'm saying,
but Reuven over here wants to say that in the giving him pleasure of Achia Godel and Nugget, and so it's called you and then Bizarre. He says the fourth thing is Achia Godel, that's Nichol to get him back to Shurach. You have to listen to everything your father says. Right, it's not Malach. But anything your father says, if he's a Noah, Shaykh of COVID, if not, not.
So,
if it's, again, Noah's in the Gemara, you fit it in, what's together? If it's COVID, if he's being a Noah's good fight, and if he's serving him, the Gemara is Machil Mabishu, we clean it out, and Nichol together with Machil Mabishu. If it is, I'm not sure if it is. Is that fine? I'm not sure. I need a good say. Then. Out to you, you can have Torah. But out to Sarah, if you fail to be bothered, my parents, he doesn't help me, and they feel a bit sad, but it's a comment. And most times, not that much, but to the parents, it's again. Of course, we're going to get outside.
So anything, if your parents tell you to do something and you don't do it, then you're
sad. Fun of it, they don't find out about it. Again, like smoking, if you don't find out about it, go ahead. Right, that's together. Marijuana, right? If you define it, it's sad. You know, according to Chazanish, marijuana should be mutter out, no kibbutz avim, because it's nothing to do with it. He has no right to be mastered upon it. But the motion all applies to Mechor in this time. Well, the end of kibbutz avim is a phenomenal very pashtus, or the mighty give covered, even though it's the first side of the luchos, and the Rabban writes everything the first side of the luchos is but on the mokum. But the Mepharshim explained that every time the Gemara Kedushin, the Chayadim, the Chinuch says that every time we give cover to your parents, we ask them to give cover to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole reason why we're in this world, the last mission of it says we're in this world to give cover to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're talking about Zaycha, we're kind of in this world.